No time to read? Now you can hear your favorite book. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat. Thanks to a company in Newport Beach, California, you can slide into your cassette player a tape of one of the best sellers, say Triple by Ken Follett.
He came flying through the broken windows, feet first, to land in the middle of the bridge. He bent his knees to take the shock of landing, then straightened up. His submachine gun had been lost, and he had no time to draw his pistol or his knife. There were two Arabs on the bridge, one on either side of him, both holding machine guns and firing down onto the deck.
8 years ago, California stockbroker Duval Hecht was faced with a crushing daily commute to his job in Los Angeles.
The drive back and forth is 100 miles round trip, and being on the road 2 hours a day with nothing to do but listen to music and news got to be very repetitive.
Heck learned the Library of Congress had a talking books program. There were some language or personal guidance cassettes, but no bestsellers.
So it occurred to me that what would really be wonderful would be to have somebody sitting there reading a book to me, and that led to the thought that we could put full-length readings of books on cassettes and rent them to customers who were trapped like me on freeways all around the country.
Hecht went to New York and discovered that subsidiary rights for most books were available for his project. Duval Hecht began to license and produce his books on tape in November of 1975.
Since that time, we have put about 600 books on tape, and we have everything from the great classics like War and Peace down to Robert Massey's recent book called Peter the Great.
Hecht says the books are not condensed, and for the most part, unemployed actors are hired as readers.
We select a reader who is compatible with the material, and he sits down in front of a microphone and starts to read.
Each book consists of eight or more cassettes, renting for anywhere from $6.50 to $14.50. Duval Hecht says Books on Tape has a subscriber list of 25,000 people who love to listen to books by authors like Ken Follett.
Until this moment, Dick Stein had been like a machine, reacting reflexively to everything that confronted him, letting his nervous system plan every move without conscious thought, allowing training and instinct to guide him. But now it was more than that. Now, faced with the enemy of all he had ever loved, he was possessed by blind hatred and mad rage.
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.